أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي فاضرب لهم طريقا في البحر يبسا لا تخاف دركا ولا تخشى فأتبعهم فرعون بجنوده فغشيهم من اليم ما غشيهم وأضل فرعون قومه وما هدى صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 77 to 79 of Surah Taha. In the last ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed the contest between Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the sorcerers, and Allah had granted Musa alayhi salam victory, and those sorcerers embraced Islam. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala moves to the next part of the incident, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's hukam, Allah's command to Musa alayhi salam, now to take the Bani Israel and to leave Egypt. The original destination was that of Palestine, Canaan, present-day Palestine. That was the original homeland of the Banu Israel. Remember, Banu Israel, Israel was Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam came to Egypt. We know the incident. And then his parents and his brothers had all come to Egypt. And that was the beginning of the life of the Banu Israel in Egypt. Now the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the original intended destination was to go back to the homeland, to go back to Palestine. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. Certainly we revealed, we sent an order to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي, that at night take my slaves on this journey. The journey will be to Palestine. فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَىٰ. But O Musa, strike for them a dry path in the sea. The sea here refers to the Red Sea. When we look at it from a geographical point of view, Egypt, Canaan, Palestine, there was a road route. In other words, there was a dry route. There was no real need to have gone via the sea, which was a longer route, a more arduous destination, and of course the boats and the vessels were not even available. So hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to go the longer route via the sea route. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says to him now that you must strike that asa, you strike your rod onto the seas, onto the waters, and what will happen? It will open up into paths. In other ayahs of the Quran, the Bani Israel were 12 tribes, 12 children of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Each tribe will have his own path through the water. In certain narrations, like in the ayahs of the Quran actually, that on both sides it will look like mountains, but at the same time, each tribe could see the other tribe passing through these waters miraculously, through the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So all of this again was the plan of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to take him via the longer route, via the waters, and Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted to show his Qudrat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to show his power, and Allah wanted to show how Allah will destroy Fir'aun, and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give the Bani Israel the emancipation and the freedom from the tyranny of Fir'aun. La تَخَافُ دَرَكَ وَلَا تَخْشَى. And do not have the apprehension of being pursued by Fir'aun, by being apprehended by Fir'aun. وَلَا تَخْشَى. And also do not have the fear of drowning. In other words, have absolutely no fear whatsoever. فَأَدْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ بِجُنُودِهِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and then Fir'aun followed after, he pursued Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Bani Israel with his army. فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very unique way, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the drowning of Fir'aun. Ghashiyah actually means to be covered. So whatever covered them from the waters covered them. In other words, totally Allah tabarak wa ta'ala drowned. Now we know the incident, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes to the waters, and that striking of the asa does not strike Musa alayhi salam at that particular time. In other words, he had a lapse, he had forgotten what to do, he slipped at that moment, but the Bani Israel is behind Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in the narrations, over 600,000 Bani Israel. 12 and the family of Yaqub alayhi salam came to Israel, came to Egypt, and this period of time passes, and now they are in number over 600,000, and Musa alayhi salatu was salam now delays. He is, Allah ta'ala removed that knowledge about striking the asa onto the waters. Fir'aun comes pursuing Musa alayhi salam, right behind Musa alayhi salam. It's a very close call. According to certain narrations, that the first of the army of Fir'aun itself was about 700,000 people, and then the rest of the army, and that army was actually right at the back of the Banu Israel, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him that command that now strike the asa. He now recalls and he strikes it. The Banu Israel move through this dry land that Allah ta'ala created in the waters. When they come to the other side, Fir'aun tells his army that this has happened because of me. Because the oceans have even the fear for me, they have given way, and there was a hesitation from the army of Fir'aun, and they went right into the middle of that pathway, and then Allah Ta'ala says, فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ. Allah discusses one other aspect about Fir'aun. وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَى. In Surah Mu'min, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a claim that Fir'aun made to his people, وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. I do not guide you but to the straight path. My leadership is such that you will be guided and you will be always on the correct path. Allah Rabbul Izzat now refutes that, and Allah says, وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمًا. Fir'aun had deviated his people, وَمَا هَدَى, and he did not guide. He himself was not guided, and he did not guide his people. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.